I would like to introduce our next two brothers who will give a testimony.
正在我们介绍接下来要做见证的两位弟兄。
They've just been introduced by Nelson.
刚才已经被 Nelson 弟兄介绍过。
One is the architect, Brother Ralph Walden.
Ralph 弟兄来的时候。
Ralph is well qualified to have been our architect.
他是我们的建筑师。
He was a pastor for many years.
他自己曾经担当牧师多年。
And he has worked in being an architect and building churches for many years as well.
他建造这个教堂，各式各样的教堂也已经有很多年。
He has recently moved to St. Louis, where he's working as an insurance, a public insurance adjuster.
他最近搬家到了 St. Louis.
But he's come back now to share with us and to celebrate with us.
但他现在要特别回来跟我们一起敬拜，一起。
And our next brother is Brother Jim Berrider.
另外一个是 Jim 弟兄。
He is our construction manager.
他是我们这边的建筑经理。
And he specializes in helping churches manage their projects.
这是他的专长。
In order to save money and to be able to have buildings in praise to the Lord.
很会省钱，而且做得特别好。
And Jim is a good brother who is really likes emphasize in his ministry discipleship.
是主里面的好弟兄，而且也很擅长培训门徒。
And we've had many good discussions about how to help brothers and sisters in the church grow in the Lord.
我们跟他交谈的过程当中，也常常有很好的经验分享，彼此建造自己的弟兄姐妹。所以现在请我们的两位弟兄上来见证。
Well, greetings.
我向大家问好。
Good morning.
早上好。
I want to give a special greeting to my dear friend, Nelson Hsu.
我特别想把我特别的问候带给 Nelson.
And my dear friend, Pastor Wong.
还有我的朋友王牧师。王牧师。
And to my friend Dan Lam, wherever he's seated now.
还有我的朋友 Dan。
It was Dan who actually put my name forward.
事实上呢，是 Dan 把我介绍给这个教会。
To the building committee.
把我介绍给建堂委员会。
I didn't know how long ago.
我已记不得是什么时候以前了。
Till Brother Richard said 2009.
So Richard 刚刚说是2009年。
My, how time flies.
Yeah, 时装真是过得很快。
I bring you greetings from Midwest.
那我把我的问候从中西部带来。
But I'm currently.
但是我现在。
In Blythewood, South Carolina.
In Blythewood.
Blythewood, South Carolina.
但是现在呢，我是在兰卡的 Blythewood.
I'm actually doing work in the Northeast Columbia area for a while.
那现在呢，我是在哥伦比亚的东北部做一件事情。
I was convinced as a 10-year-old young boy.
在我还在十岁的时候，我已经被说服。
That I was to be an architect.
那以后呢？长大我要做一个建筑师。
My entire life was focused through school on being an architect.
那我在整个的学生时代呢，我都一直想做一个建筑师。
I never graduated from college.
我大学从来都没有毕业。
I apprenticed. I worked my way through.The levels to become an architect.
那我一直呢就长大以后我就做学徒，然后我自己的慢慢就学做建筑师。
I've been an architect for a long time.
我做建筑师已经做了很多年了。
I've been married for 45 years this November.
我结婚了45年。
And I became an architect 2 years after I became married.
那我结婚两年以后呢，我就做了建筑师。
The Lord told me,
那神告诉我,
after I became saved,
在我得救以后,
that he wanted me to design places for his people to worship.
那神就告诉我说以后呢我要为着他的子民去设计敬拜的地方。
That was over 30 years ago.
那是30年以前。
The Lord has blessed me,
那神呢就很祝福我,
to have been honored,
那呢我也很非常的荣幸,
to design over 450 churches.
我非常的荣幸，我设计了450多所教会。
And I always make friends with the congregation and the building committee.
那我总是呢跟建堂委员会的弟兄姊妹呢成为了很好的朋友。
And it's the same here. I feel like part of your family.
那同样呢也是在这里一样，我觉得我就是你们这个教会的成员之一。
Brother Nelson was correct.
那Nelson弟兄是对的。
We spent a lot of time at night.
那我们的确花在一起花了很多漫长的夜晚在一起。
Going over the plans and making changes.
那我们不停地来审核我们的计划，然后不停地在做改变。
I got a phone call one day from Brother Nelson.
就有一天呢，Nelson弟兄呢就给了我一个电话。
The project had been on hold.
他说，现在这个建堂的这个事情呢，要暂时停下来。
It was too expensive.
因为太贵了。
By the way,
那我再顺便说一句，
I spend people's money.
那我帮别人呢花钱。
I'm an architect.
因为我是一个建筑师。
Brother Jim helped save money.
那我们的建筑经理就帮大家节约钱。
Jim and I have known each other for well over 20 years.
那我们两个人呢已经认识了20几年。
But I got a call from Brother Nelson.
但是我从Nelson弟兄那边接到一通电话。
And I have a file called Chinese Christian Church, CCC.
那在我的办公室里面呢，我有一个档案是哥伦比亚华人教会。
And all of my files in my computer say CCC.
那我所有的那个在电脑里面的电子文件呢，都是CCCC。
But I received a call from Brother Nelson.
但是当我接到这个电话以后，
He says, Brother Ralph.
他说，Ralph弟兄，
I have a new idea.
我现在有一个新的想法。And
the new idea
那这个新的想法是，
was let's build just the sanctuary.
那我们就只建那个敬拜的敬拜堂。And
let's just build the shell.
那我们就把一个外壳给建起来。So
I now have a file in my computer.
那现在呢，我的那个电脑里面呢，已经有一个电子档案。For
the last 2 years.
已经做了两年了。Called
new idea.
叫做新的方法。And
it has been a wonderful experience working with the building committee.
那我跟建堂委员会在一起共事呢，我一直都很愉快。It's
been such a testimony to me as an individual.
那对我个人来说呢，真的就是一个见证。And
as an architect.
那作为一个建筑师也是一个见证。And
as a believer.
那作为一个信靠主的人也是一个见证。To
hear how faithful God has been.
当我们看到神是如何的信实的时候。
To this congregation.
神是在这个会众的里面，他是何等的信实。
I get a chance to share testimonies in various states.
那我有机会呢，到处的在不同的地方做见证。
So I have made testimony about this church.
所以今天我为这个教会来做一个见证。
About the multicultural nature.
这个多元文化的一个教会的一个见证。
The multi-language.
还有。 多种语言的教会的见证，
the faith of this congregation，
还有这个会众里面的信心，
to believe God for great things，
来相信主会成就大事。
And I've shared that with other congregations，
那我也跟其他的教会呢也一起来分享见证。
I was delighted to hear Pastor Wong had written a book，
那我很高兴的听见说是黄牧师已经写了书。
I remember maybe 6 months to a year ago，
那我记得在6个月还是1年前，
I had heard about the book.
那我听说黄牧师写了这本书。
And so I approached him before one of our building committee meetings.
所以呢，在一次我们建堂委员会开会以前呢，我就去问黄牧师。
Pastor Wong.
黄牧师。
I understand you've written a book.
我听说你已经写了一本书。
Of witnessing to Muslims.
那想要做穆斯，向穆斯林做见证。
He very humbly said, yes, that's correct.
那黄牧师非常谦卑地说，是的。
I've got to have the book.
然后我说，那我必须要有一本这个，
He raised his eyebrows.
然后他把他的眼睛瞪得很大。
I didn't know you spoke Chinese.
他说了，我不知道你会讲中文，你会说中文呢。
But what a delightful pastor he's been in this church for years.
那黄牧师在这边做了那么多年的牧师，我们真是为他感到高兴。
Pastor Tom has been a blessing to me as well.
黄牧师也对我一直是一个很大的祝福。
And I want to thank you.
我想谢谢大家。
As a congregation.
And 作为一个会众。
For accepting the challenge.
来接受这样的挑战。
To rise up and build.
然后起来，然后建神的殿。
It's a joy to see this congregation.
对我来说，看到这个会众，今天是一个很大的喜乐。
In this new facility.
在这个新的礼拜堂里面看到会众。
Don't forget.
请大家不要忘记。
There's an addition out there for education.
然后还有空余的地方还可以做教学楼。
There's a phase here for education and administration.
然后那边呢还有可以做教会的管理还有教育的地方。
Don't get so comfortable.
不要太舒服了太安逸了。
That you miss these next phases.
然后你们外面还有很多的空地。
God bless you and thank you again.
神祝福你们，谢谢。
As a progressing senior citizen,
那我
after you sit an hour when you stand up.
当一个人年纪大的时候，你坐久了，然后再站起来。
You gotta work out the kinks.
那有时候就会出拐杖。
Yes. Nelson had asked me to provide you with a little testimony.
And Nelson 呢邀请我在这里给大家做一个见证。
And so I'm going to start out in that regard. And I noticed also you've got a lot of young people here today.So I'm going to change the testimony just a little to try to capture your attention as well.
那我知道今天已经有很多人做见证了，所以呢，我就准备把我写的这个见证呢改一点点，那你们的注意力呢就可以集中一下。
First of all,
那首先呢
，a little of my background. I've been married 55 years.
那我想介绍一下一点点关于我的背景。
I have three adult children.
那我有三个成年的孩子。
With the youngest one.50 years old.
最小的已经50岁了。
six grandchildren.
有六个孙子。
And one great grandchild.
还有一个重孙子。
That makes me older than you thought.
那你就觉得我就看起来就比你想象的还要年龄大一点。
Yeah. But when I think back on my childhood, it wasn't pleasant.
当我回顾我的童年的时候，我知道。
You also find out I'm a crier, so I'll try to limit that. But if I do, I'm forewarning you.
那呢我呢，我也就想尽量的简短，我就想提前的告诉你。
But my parents were heavy smokers.
那我的父母呢，他们都是吸烟的。
Also, they were heavy drinkers. So my mother passed away at age 54.
所以我的母亲呢，在54岁的时候就去世了。
With tumor from lung and liver.
然后我的母亲呢，她是肺脏长了肿瘤，然后后来到了肝部。
And my father passed away at 69.
那我的父亲是在69岁的时候去世。
Cancer of the liver.
那也是癌症去世的。
I also had the experience of observing domestic violence.
那我也经历到家庭暴力。
And when my parents began drinking,
当我的父母开始又酗酒的时候
，many times it would result in domestic violence.
那很多时候呢，家庭暴力就会发生。
My father was Catholic and my mother was Lutheran.
那我的父亲呢是天主徒，我的母亲呢是路德教派的。
Yeah. So their position was.We'll just not go to church.
那他们呢是不去教会的。
So there was no upbringing for my sister and I.
所以在我童年的时候呢，我的姐姐和我自己呢都是没有得到很多的教导。
To experience anything about the saving knowledge of Christ.
那我们从来就没有听说过主耶稣的救恩。
And I can remember lying in bed.
那我记得有一天我躺在床上的时候。
Thinking that I'd like to be a priest.
那我想到有一天我想做一个神父。
And I look back at that now and really feel that Christ was working in my life even at that young age.
那现在我回想过来，就是在我很年幼的时候，那基督已经在我的生命当中开始做工了。
Mm-hmm. And then the good news happened.
那最后好消息就来了。
Well, before the good news, I need to share that as becoming a teenager.
在我跟你分享这个好消息以前呢，就是在我十几岁以前，在青少年以前。
The friends that I selected, and we did live in a poor community.
那我住在一个很穷的一个社区里面。那我跟一个人呢就在一起住。
Yeah. Two of my friends wound up quitting school, wound up in the jail.
那我的那些朋友呢，他们都是很早就退学，然后最后呢就到监狱里面去了。
My third friend was married and the wife was working in a restaurant. She was seeing other men.And he wound up going in and shooting up the restaurant.
那我后来呢？我第三个朋友呢？那他的他结婚了，然后他太太在一个餐馆里面工作，然后又有了外遇，所以我这个朋友呢就到餐馆里面去开枪。
So you can see the direction my life was going.
所以你可以想象，那我生命前面的方向是会走向什么地方
？But I went to work for a supermarket.
但是后来我到了一个超市里面去工作。
And in those days, the pharmacy was right in the supermarket.
那这个年在那个年称呢，那个药房呢是在超市的旁边。
And this nice-looking blonde started working there.
那有一个很漂亮的一个金发女郎就在里面工作。
And I thought to myself, she's going to need a ride home.
所以呢，我就对我说，她肯定需要我带她回家。
The area where the supermarket was.Had a bar on each corner.
那在那个超市的旁边呢，那都有酒吧。
The bus station was at that corner.
然后那个车站呢也有，汽车站呢也就在那个角落上。
It was not unusual for us to see someone thrown through the plate glass window of one of those bars, and consequently, not a good place for a single gal to want to catch a bus.
就很容易哈，就看见呢，就从窗户的外面呢，就可以看见那个巴士站呢，就有人在那边等车，所以对我一个单身的人来说，就有很大的诱惑，就想也去搭巴士。
on the way home, but I got my surprise.
那在我回家的路上呢，所以我就有得到了一个很意外的发现。
She was a strong believer in Christ.
那她是一个基督徒。
And she made me aware.
那他让我知道。
And got me thinking that I needed what she had.
然后他也开始让我思想，就是我需要他有的东西。
When she told me I needed to be saved.
当他告诉我我需要得救的时候。
I thought in my own mind, from what? I'm not drowning. I'm not near the water.
所以呢，我当时我就从我自己的角度在想，我为什么要呢？我又没有溺水要死掉了。
So it kind of shows you where I was with any biblical knowledge.
然后呢，他就告诉了我圣经的知识。
Her mother had a stipulation: if we were going to date, I had to go to church.
然后他妈妈呢有一个很严格的规矩：如果我们要约会的话呢，我必须要去教会。
My father warned me: if you start going to that church.You need to watch them because they want your money and they're going to roll around in the aisles.
然后我的父亲呢就告诉我说是如果你要去那个教会的话呢他们就是要给你洗脑你就特别的要小心。
But I did start attending.
那我还是去了。
And then began being exposed to the gospel.
然后我就听到了福音。
And then my girlfriend Sharon.
那我的女朋友。
Got her mother involved.
然后他的妈妈呢也开始介入。
And through a course of Bible studies for the next 12 months.
然后在接下来的12个月里面呢，我就参加了查经。
I realized and understood that I needed Christ as my Savior.
那我意识到了，我需要耶稣作为我的救主。
And obviously that girlfriend turned out to be my wife.
那很明显，到后来呢，我的女朋友就成了我太太。
And it was through her witness,
and 是通过她的见证
that the Lord used to capture my soul.
那神呢就用她呢来得到了我的灵魂。
Now the neat part of all that is, 57 years later, I'm standing in front of you, and the Lord had used me to help you.
那更奇妙的是, 57年后的今天, 我今天站在这里, 要我来帮助你。
So I'd like to take the opportunity to thank your building committee.
那现在我想借这个机会来谢谢建堂委员会,
for all their hard work.
谢谢他们的努力, 辛劳的工作。
And if you go back to all the long nights that I just heard Ralph say that you guys worked through,
那你要是我们回到那很久以前的那些夜晚我们一起度过的日子,
then the design of the construction documents,
还有建堂的设计,
and then the final stage, of course, was the construction of the building.
然后这个建筑这个教会的最后的阶段,
and a project of this magnitude always has some challenges.
那我们每次建堂的时候我们都会遇到很多的挑战,
and of course you have to work through those and make decisions.
那当然当我们遇到挑战的时候我们就要一步一步的克服然后我们要做出决定。
Yeah. And your project was no different than others. That's just the way the building process takes place.
你们的这个建堂的过程呢跟其他的任何建筑的都是没有什么大的区别的,
yeah.
只是有一个过程我们要一步一步的走。
But your building chairman, Nelson,
但是你们建堂委员会的主席, Nelson,
did an outstanding job of working through those challenges with me.
他一步一步的来接受那些挑战, 跟我一起。
And between the two of us, we're able to meet each challenge and work it through and come up with a decision that was the right decision.
我们两个人一起同工, 然后我们一步一步的迎接挑战,
yeah.
然后我们一步一步的克服困难。
Alan also spent many days with us.
And Alan呢, 也跟我们在一起, 花了很多的时间同工。
And made a great contribution to helping us solve some of those problems.
然后帮我们也出了解决那些问题, yeah. 出了很多的主意。
And I can't say enough for Kevin.
那还有Kevin, 我的言语已经不够用来表达对他的感谢。
One thing I learned about Kevin.
那我从Kevin身上学到了一件事情。
He works as fast as two men.
他呢,他的工作效率跟比两个人还快。
And for him to achieve putting the electrical in the HVAC in a timely manner, he gets a lot of congrats from me.
然后他一个人把这个教堂的所有的电还有空调都装起来了。
And what a blessing today to dedicate your new worship center that free.
那今天真的是一个很大的祝福,因为我们在建堂的时候,我们没有付下任何的债务。
And the Lord has honored your commitment to step out in faith, and that he would provide the funds you needed to finish phase one.
那神纪念那些在他的里面有信心的人,他会供应我们的一切。
And your new facility will be a place where families can come and be taught.
那新的这个教堂呢,就会为很多的新来的家庭预备地方。
The word of God for many years to come.
然后在这里传扬主的话语。
Thank you that I could be a part of it.
谢谢你让我成为这个殿堂过程当中的一部分,谢谢。
Thank you.